Hey girls, I want to do a little Facebook Live for you guys. So this is going to be a pop-up live. As you know, these are unscripted. These are just me coming live right now. I'm trying to make sure that I pop into the tribe. I've got some information coming out, but what I'm wanting to really do is stay focused on our weight loss. Let's stay, you know, like, I don't know, I just keep thinking about everything that's going on in the world right now, and I just want to be able to help you guys as much as I can in terms of, in like, I always feel like the best way I can help y'all is by just helping you manage your mind. So I want to give y'all a couple pieces of information, and then I'm going to share with you some future self stuff. I might cry. I was just reading this. I was like, oh my God. So the first thing is we have a lot of members who want to help members, and I just think that this is one of those times. I've really been thinking about this. You know, the whole world is literally sharing the same circumstance right now. If you think about it, there are not many times in history where the entire world has one circumstance hit and everybody has thoughts about it. Like everybody. And they're all differing and all kinds of things. And so I think it's just really important for us to not get too consumed in the media and what the media is pumping out. I used to watch the news to relax. We have turned the news off in our house. We have just decided the best thing that we can do is to be working for you guys, to be, I've been listening to content all morning long on stress and overwhelm. I can even tell you all the things I have been researching and studying. I have got literally just since this morning, 20 pages of notes of things that I've like consumed to be able to like put out to you guys into the world. So I highly recommend all of you come to this Facebook group. This is where I would spend my precious time. I would not adopt other people's thoughts. So I wanted to give you guys a little information. So we have all of you who want to do members helping members. We're calling it members helping members right now. We don't have a better name for it, but we had, of course we have members who are struggling right now. I mean, I will tell you as someone who is like, you know, we have events planned and all this other stuff. There's just so many things going on behind the scenes that, you know, this all affects. And it is, it's just hard for a lot of people right now. And so, like, I'm watching you guys, like, things change overnight, which gives me some hope that if it can all change one way overnight, then maybe it can all change the other way if things, you know, go, if they start flattening out. But that's just me reminding myself, I don't need to. I was actually reading something from Brooke today, and she was saying, if you're going to go to the future, create the best one possible. She's like, if you're going to go to the future, why would you ever try to think like that the terrible things are coming? It does not mean that we don't like be smart and that kind of stuff, but a lot of us aren't really just thinking about the future and making plans and that kind of stuff. Most of us are worrying and projecting and reading our social media and watching the news and adopting all the thoughts that we're seeing. So I think there's a fine line between, you know, like literally just planning smart and getting consumed and wrapped up in it. I was also listening to something else this morning that was talking about the brain, and the brain like does not like uncertainty. It does not like pain. It does not like, there's a thing called the, let me get my notes out. I want to say it right. There's something called the motivational triad, and that's how the brain works. And the way the motivational triad works is the brain seeks to avoid pain at all costs. It looks for pleasure, like as quick hit pleasure as it can, and it wants ease. And so one of the things is that it's doing right now is it's like it, the brain craves being startled. And I know this sounds weird, but we have a very primitive brain. And when I say the brain craves being startled, it thinks bad things are going to happen. So it's always looking for bad things. It is real easy to get addicted to the news super fast for this because it's like startling every minute. So you have to like guard your mind some, you know, you have to like really realize it can be easy to sit there and just get consumed. So the reason why I'm doing this today is because I want you guys, like, if you're going to experience pleasure, you're going to have to do it on purpose, and you're going to have to avoid doing it with false pleasure, which is boozing it up and eating it up all the way through your brain looking to get startled and be in crisis mode. It will just stay in crisis mode. So I want you guys to be looking in the group for the good things that are happening. Continue to post your weight loss struggles, and let's have the pleasure in helping someone figure it out. Let's talk about the things that if coronavirus wasn't here, what would we be talking about? Like, seriously, like, let's talk about those things. And so one of the other ways to find pleasure is just the amazing humanity that's going on inside the tribe right now. So I've been up since 3. My husband's been up. And we have so many people who want to help those of you affected by all of this be able to stay in the tribe. It is unreal. It makes me so proud of everything we have here. You can tell I'm really tired. But let me tell you what's happening there, then I'm going to give you an exercise to do. And I'm sure I will cry all the way through that too. I'm not on my period, but I'm like ovulating like an asshole right now. But if you're emailing support, we're saving your emails and stuff, but we are going to send something out to the entire tribe. We're hoping to get it all out today. We have set up a system to where if you want to be someone who donates, you can donate money to one side, and then we are going to take all of you who fill out a form who say, I need financial assistance right now. We're going to figure out how to make all of that happen. And then if we end up collecting more money than we have to give out, we're just going to refund everybody who donate. We'll just like divide it amongst the people who send in money. And then we will refund everyone so that, I will not be doing the math. Let's just all collectively agree that that will be Chris Crabtree's job. But I do want to thank my husband. He's been working around the clock on all kinds of things. And I want to thank my mother for reading a bajillion angry emails. I know it's not hard or not easy for her to do that. But I also just want to ask you guys to please be patient with us as we figure all this out too. You know, I did not go to college. I did not get a degree in business. I just know how to motivate people to lose weight. And I know how to teach people how to think bigger and better than they've ever thought possible. And that is my skill set. So it may take us a few days to work out kinks as all this is happening, but we are. So we will get an email out to all of you so that for those of you who want to support each other, who can, please don't feel bad if you can. This is not like a, or anything like that. Just if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. And if you still need to leave, you still need to leave. I understand all of it. We have had... we are just very moved by the level of generosity in this tribe. We have also got some of the sweetest emails too. Some of you just are just amazing. And just like the things that you've thought about, the messages of support. I mean, I know a lot of you are business owners too. And I appreciate all of it. So let's talk about the future self. One of the things I've been like... So one of the good things, I have access to amazing life coaches all over the world, and life coaches are coming together like nobody's business right now to help people navigate this in the best way possible. So I have been combing through posts and notes, and I really need a tissue. This is ridiculous. Hang on. I've been combing through so many notes and all kinds of stuff for you guys, so I can offer you guys some thoughts. One of the things that that I'm going to do is I am going to continue to come live. I'm going to also do some public lives. You'll see me do a few extra public lives. I just feel like the people on the outside, they need help. They just need help. And we will make sure that anything I do publicly, we get it shared inside the tribe. We, of course, will be coaching you guys. And anything that I share out there, we're going to try to take it deeper inside. So we are literally working right now feverishly behind the scenes on how can we help you guys best navigate some of the biggest topics. Some of the topics that we've come up with for you guys is like how to manage time, how to get some chaos wrapped around a schedule that's now all of a sudden changed. I'll give you some sneak peeks behind how we're eating, just all kinds of stuff. And then, hang on, I'm just snotting everywhere. I'm so sorry, guys. I was like going through a lot of it. And one of the things that one of my favorite coaches, who's a good friend of mine, Stacey Bayman, said, is that she has been really watching all of her thoughts versus facts. So one of the things I wanted to tell you guys is that when you feel stressed and when you feel overwhelmed, or maybe you feel angry or whatever comes up, before you react and before you just agree with everything that you've thought, take a moment to write down the facts of what you know, the absolute facts. Then write down your thoughts about it. Take a look at the thoughts and identify which ones are yours and which ones might be what you have, what we call adopted. You heard someone's opinion about it, and now you're telling yourself the same opinion. It wasn't even an opinion that you formed. It just happens to be an opinion that you adopted. I thought that was something we don't teach very much around here that I thought was so good. So just like, even if you like, the model is a powerful tool, but for some of you who don't know the model quite as well as like you would wish, you can always go listen to Face Tooth No BS. One of the things that you can do is that simple exercise. Just, what do you know as a fact? What are you thinking about it? Just list them. Like, you don't even have to do like a long paragraph and stuff. For some people, it's easier to take like a notebook and just draw a line down. I have got literally notebooks everywhere with notes in them. Draw a line and then just put down my facts, my thoughts, and then highlight the ones that are yours. And then the rest of them, if it's someone else's, just throw it away. Just, if it's not even yours, just throw it away. And so I thought that was really good, because what it does is it brings you back to, this is all that I know. Like the facts, this is really all that I know. My brain is working on overdrive over here on this stuff. That's okay. I just want to make sure that I understand what is like just the facts and what is my brain just working on overdrive over. The next thing that I wanted to tell you guys that I just so we all can get some perspective. I'm a big believer in, if you think about over the course of your entire life, something that feels so important right now may not be near as important in a year from now. You don't know what will happen. You don't know any of it. And so just to show you guys, I wrote a future self. I'm just so snotty. I wrote a future self letter to myself in February before all this started. And it was so prophetic. And so what I encourage you guys to do is take some time, if you can, and write a letter to yourself now from you sitting where you're at this time next year. After all this is gone, all this is done, and all this is passed, and, you know, kids are back in school, you've figured shit out, what seems so heavy right now, you know, there'll just be other things happening next year. You know, a lot of our kids that, you know, are wondering if they're going to get prom and wondering if they're going to get graduation and stuff, you know, this time next year, they'll be finishing their first year in college. Of course they'll miss it and stuff, but think about next year and all the exciting things that they will go through this next year. So I just think it's a good exercise. This is not to diminish anything that you feel bad about right now. It's just to allow yourself to experience some relief from only thinking about anything bad right now. So I wrote this to myself in February. It says, Dear Corinne, it's February of 2021. You have done so much good work this year. Put my glasses back on. I can't see through tears. And without my glasses, that's some bullshit. What I need you to know most right now is you're made for this. Watch all of your thoughts. You are showing people what purposeful work looks like. Your brain and what it creates is fucking amazing. Y'all should all know that my future self letter would for sure have the F-bomb in it. I also wrote down, who knew you'd be the next Rachel Hollis? If y'all don't know, I'm like toying with writing a book again. Like, I started one before and I hated it. I'm toying with doing it again. So in my mind, it's going to be like, I don't know, girl, fucking wash your face. I'm not sure what it'll be, but there you go. You really do change lives. Sometimes it feels overwhelming, and that's okay. It just comes from being so dedicated to your goals, your mission, and your purpose. I want you to pay attention to one thing this year. There's no doubt you're made for this. And you're made for it in a way that you show other women how to have the life of their dreams too. Your brain is powerful. Your brain happens to work at a level you can't even imagine yet. Let all of it in. Feel all the feels. Because they aren't that bad. I don't know what she was smoking when she wrote this, but they feel kind of gross today. It's all just feelings. Oh, good Lord, I can't see. Huh. I love you, girl. You are worthy and you are amazing. Now go change lives. I'll see you next year. And that's what I wrote to myself. That was just a month ago. Like, literally, it was a month ago, I think this weekend. It was when I brought the coaches in. I don't even know if it was a month ago. This may have just been 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. It was the weekend that I brought my entire team to Nashville to give them 2 days of self-development so that they could chase their dreams in my company. And we all wrote future self letters at the end of the first day to let us, you know, just have some, like, relief from sometimes just worrying about our future and stuff. And I would just encourage all of you to do the same. Future self letters, to me, I've always said, are one of the most powerful tools I've ever learned in the Life Coach School. I have written so many of them. And when people ask me, like, how is it that you have lost your weight? And, you know, like, I just do things that a lot of people haven't been able to do. And I said, I think it's because I always believe that my future is ready to be created. I just go to work on dreaming it up. I'm not one to go to work on it like being horrible, or I don't go to work on my past dragging me down. So I would encourage all of you right now, think about how you want to feel right now. I know that there's a lot of feelings going on, and I'm going to tell you guys, I feel bipolar at the moment. Like, I am 1 minute fine and the next minute, like, worried and, you know, worried about my clients, worried about what's going on. And I mean, and I just have to keep reminding myself, like, this is all normal. You know, I keep saying, all I got to do is remember that anything that I think and anything I feel is completely normal. And when I do that, I get some relief from it all feeling so overwhelming and so stressful. And it allows me to get back to, what are the facts here? What are you thinking? And if we could create any thought we can right now, which one would we do? And that just helps. It helps me redirect my brain thousands of times a day. And I will be honest, I didn't want to work out this morning at all. Everything seemed like an emergency and a catastrophe. I've been redlining coffee since 3 a.m. And I made myself work out because I said I would. And it wasn't a long one, but I went in there and just got some shit done. And then I took a shower and put my makeup on. Because, like, I always joke around, like, I've been self-quarantining for a long time, but I'm not going to use anything as an excuse to sit around and half-ass. So, that's how I'm showing up. If any of you have any questions, you can ask now. I haven't read all the comments yet. They get on my last nerve. I need ideas how to not lose my shit. If you guys, if somebody will just create a post in the Facebook group and just, like, somebody just, I don't even know who else on here. I think Coach MJ is on here. Let her start the post. Just put on there, like, ideas for Corinne to do quick lives for the next few weeks. I'm going to try to do as much stuff as I can to, like, help you guys. I'll be coaching tomorrow. I'm also coaching my 6-day girls. We're just trying to do the best we can to help you guys. I know it's just right now, it's like everybody's out of routine. Who is in their regular routine is my question. It's like, even if you're a nurse and you're a doctor, you're still out of your routine. I mean, you know, it's just, I think that we all have to remember is that just because we're all doing that doesn't give us an excuse to eat. It doesn't give us an excuse to, like, yell at our loved ones. I had to apologize to Chris once today. I'm just like, I need to get my shit under control or I'm going to be giving out BJs and sex like nobody's business. Nobody needs those kind of IOUs. So we just have to, like, keep our minds straight. Self-quarantined for 3 years. Makeup and hair every day. So April camp is not canceled. I have messaged the April camp, campers, what we're doing there. The DSB is on too. We feel really good about DSB being fine. I've told everyone, keep training. Do not use the coronavirus to shit out on doing a race. Keep training. Hell. Like, if nothing else, you can run off the stress of the coronavirus. But all of you keep showing up. All right. Anything else y'all want to know? But, yeah, we're keeping camp on. We are going to be there. It doesn't matter. I won't say it doesn't matter how many are there. If we only have, like, 10, we're probably going to have to cancel. So far, we have so many that are still coming that are just like, you know, do what you need to do, that kind of thing. So we're just moving forward as if everything is going to work out just fine. And I think that's what we all have to do. Like, we have to just remember, let's just all keep doing life as if everything's going to work out just fine, because everything is going to work out just fine. I know it will. I know it will. We just have to, like, you know, be patient. And I will tell you, the human beings these days, we ain't good at being patient anymore. We like decisions made in a heartbeat. But could you imagine all of us nowadays having to go back 50 years and survive? We would die. That's all I got to say. How do you get rid of shin splints? Okay, are you icing? So shin splints are, like, there's a bajillion things about them. One, you probably, Lisa, need to be exercising your feet some. There are marble exercises you can use. They're good for plantar fasciitis, but they're also really good for shin splints. Ice them. Make sure that when you are training, that if you're a run walker, don't run downhill. Just walk down the hills. I know that sounds crazy. But if you will not run down the hills, it may help the shin splints. Also, if you haven't been to a running store to get your shoes sized, like go tell them, these shoes, I'm getting all kinds of shin splints. Have them take a look. You may just not be in the right shoe. And Coach MJ, if you will Google a couple things for her, maybe on the YouTube and stuff, and post it inside the... Lisa, I don't know if you're DSB Nashville or DSB Virtual, but if you will post up and let us know which one, we'll get you... We'll just post it in both, MJ. It doesn't matter. But let's post up some stuff for her on that. Is it normal to know that you are overeating? Open to believe that you can stop anytime, but you continue away. Well, my routine is normal. Yeah, it's so, yeah. So what I would do is when first thing that has to happen with overeating is, number one, you have to become very aware of all the things. So you have to become aware of what you say before you overeat. You have to become aware of foods and times and all the things that you typically overeat on. And you have to be very aware of the conversation you have when you're overeating. So there's like the conversation that gets you there. Then there's the conversation that gets you to continue. And then there's the conversation you have right after. I always tell people, we have to start with the back end first. It's not the, all y'all want to start with the front. It's like, that's the wrong place to start. And here's why. Most of you that continue to overeat to finish it, it's usually because there's going to be some judgment on the back end. And so you eat longer because you're like, well, I know that I'm going to either judge or restrict myself after this, so I need to keep eating. What we have to really do to solve overeating is we have to fix the back end first. Because if there's not going to be judgment and there's not going to be some kind of weird-ass restriction and punishment afterward, then in the middle when you catch yourself, you actually have reason to stop. There's no reason to keep going. It's just now you're just working on like it tasting good and stuff. But if you know you can have it tomorrow for real because you have really worked through it, then it becomes easier to stop in the middle. Because usually what's happening with overeating is there, it's like a, it, you can look up some of the stuff called behavior change stuff, but basically you get into a pattern with your overeats. And so like you'll have like certain thoughts and feelings in the beginning, and then certain thoughts and feelings in the middle, and then certain thoughts and feelings at the end. And your brain, that whole thing is a pattern and a behavior and a habit broken up into different segments. So what we want to do is we want to break one at a time, and we start from the end and we work our way backward. So you also, what you can do is if in the middle, like if you're getting to the point where in the middle you're in awareness phase, but you're not stopping, really examine what happens right after you finish overeating. What are the things you tell yourself? What are the behaviors that you do? Do you punish yourself? Do you the next day get stricter? Do you do those things? If it's coming from self-loathing, like, I can't believe I did this again, or I better straighten my act up, or like one of the things I was actually talking to somebody about earlier today is self-loathing isn't just you're a fuck up. Self-loathing also can be something like, I think you're out of control. We're going to have to really work on this. I want you guys to think about that. Sometimes you guys are saying things that don't sound terrible to yourself, but you know what they do sound? Not great. And what we need is we need to like make sure we're really watching all the language. So start from the back end, work your way, and then if you're in the middle, you'll like, if there's no back end consequences of restriction and judgment, it is easier to stop in the middle. And one of the things I just suggest is if you're not ready to stop all the way, then here's what I would do. Allow yourself to pause and just say like, I just want to practice stopping and being uncomfortable for a little bit. And then I get to continue eating, but I really have to change. Like there's got to be some kind of small nugget change. Really watch out, guys. A lot of you do this. You get so locked in that the only way that this is working and the only way you know you're successful and the only, you know, like I want you to think about how like overly dramatic it is if it's just not happening at all. Success has 1,000 different ways to slice and dice. And when you really make the switch to success can happen in so many different ways, guess what happens? You start collecting wins. Rather than expecting, well, I'm only winning if I'm not overeating. It's like you're winning if you're changing the relationship with yourself at the back end. You're winning if in the middle you're practicing patience with yourself. You're winning if you're increasing your own awareness around food to the point that you can think in the moment and evaluate. You have a lot of wins that you get to collect, but only if you allow yourself to have them. Man, MJ, if you're on here, whatever I just taught right through there, segment, it needs to be its own thing, and we need to put it into quick hits. I always love how I just like talk about all the things. How can I move past I'm eating off plan because I want to? You have to figure out why you want to eat off plan right now more than you want to eat on plan. You have to really understand what is going on in my brain that's telling me that this is better than my weight loss. This is better than adhering to my plan. Figure that part out, because right now you just have a stronger want on that side. That's it. And for a lot of you, you haven't been reasoning with yourself on thinking enough about your true wants and desires. I actually am working on something around this right now for you guys. My friend Cara, who's another life coach, she's been talking about like the theory of want and how do you want things and how do you like make things equal and just all kinds of stuff. So there'll be some stuff coming out around that soon. I'm trying to like just get us through coronavirus right now before we start getting off into all that stuff. But one of the main things is to like really ask yourself and be very honest in your self-writing and reflection about what is it that's so much more appealing with eating off plan right now than eating on plan. And just be honest with yourself. There, let me tell you this, something that I read, I'll put it in here, but I'm going to do a whole video on this. A lot of people really struggle with like all parts of them. So like there is a part of all of us that sometimes wants the wine, that sometimes wants the food and stuff like that. And we judge her and we diminish her and we just self-loathe her and stuff. And it doesn't even have to be terrible. She's like, well, this is the part of me I just don't want. That's not loving. All parts of us. We have to want all of us. Like, I promise you guys, if you just want all of you, then it's so much easier to evaluate why you want things at times without judgment and really unlock how to, like, turn on the other side of you. So one of the things that she said, she says, often we struggle with the thought of I'm not enough. And that's like that little bit of like, you know, this the version of me that just wants things and stuff. So the recommendation is to be very truthful to yourself about who you really are. Some of us are like people who just want to eat sometimes, and that's okay. Some of us are people who like sometimes I get stressed and I drink wine. And that's okay. Like loving all the parts of ourselves. So if you're on, she was saying, be on board with all parts of you. She offered some amazing thoughts. I do want to be who I am. I am all in with myself, no matter what. I am not going to shame myself. I'm going to hold my own hand always. I am always there for me. So like even in the moments when you're like just eating things because you want to, it's like deciding that part of me is okay. That I can be okay with that part of me and still figure out why she right now wants food over her goals. Maybe I'm not reminding myself of my goals enough. Maybe I'm not making a strong enough tie, connection, and purpose to them. Maybe there's all kinds of things happening there. Maybe I'm thinking this is fixing something. So if it's fixing something, what is it fixing? Like, those are the good questions to ask. I keep wanting to use my mouse to move the thing. What's a good course for not feeling like it's not enough? I set a goal, get close, and then struggle with the above thought and start to half-ass. If you're thinking, like, it's not enough, I don't really understand what you're saying. Like, what you're doing is not enough. You just have to remind yourself that it's not enough is something that I do when I get close to my goals, and it's just not true. Everything I do is enough. Like, could you all imagine if we all just walked around with the thought of everything I do is always enough? You would be, a lot of you, it would be really hard for you to do because you're so used to telling yourself that you aren't enough. You should all just practice that. What, like, we should be like, all right, if we all have to be social distancing and self-quarantining, and I will tell you, here is the reason why so many people are going to have a hard time with this. When you are social distancing and you're having to stay home and you're not going to be busy running around all the time, like when your routine changes, guess who you're left with? You. If you don't like you, it could turn up the volume of eating. So for some of you, what I want you to do is to really watch that if you're suddenly seeing a spike in some eating, listen to your inner conversation, especially if you're just sitting around with not as much to do. You know, some people are like now working from home. Like we always think that working from like home, you know, like now you've got like an hour and a half left of commuting, not sitting around bitching about traffic. I don't like there's just going to be things. So it's like understanding that, you know, you're eating, if it ticks up, it's not a warning sign that you're not dedicated, that you suck or anything like that. If your eating ticks up on your action line, it's because there are some thoughts and feelings happening that we need to address. It is just an indicator light that something's going on upstairs that we need to be addressing. Take it to Ask Coaches. Bring it to our, we're going to be doing plenty of calls for you guys, and bring it to the Facebook group and we will address them. All right, let's get one more. Guys, if you have questions about camp, will you please take it over to the camp group, and so we can leave this just for inspo for this main group. Okay. I stopped for 5 minutes, my overeat, and then the fear of wasting the food just pushed me to finish the meal. So here's the thing. I want you to remember, the fear of not finishing isn't what pushed you. I had a thought that I was wasting food. That generated some fear, and then I chose to eat to escape the fear. That's what really happened. Because when we think the thought and the feeling make us do things, we're hosed. What happens is we have a thought, we have a feeling, and then we act. The action is a choice to react to the fear. So we could also, when we have the fear, go to questioning, is it real that I'm wasting food? Is this an opportunity for me to start reprogramming? So what I would do, I think it's Nenu, is I would write now about your fear around wasting food and debunk it. Get it all out. Take a look at it. Is that shit true? For a lot of you, you have beliefs around food that you've just repeated for so long, and you don't really question them. You don't even do any writing exercises about, like, is this really true that I'm truly wasting food? Or am I wasting my life overeating because I'm so afraid I'm going to throw away, you know, a dollar's worth of food, whatever it may be. Like, those are the conversations to have. Your brain's got to have a new conversation around it. Rather than just being frustrated, you have the thought. Like, that's not a new conversation, right? So we have to create the new conversation around the old thought so that your brain can be like, what? What are we thinking now? Like, it needs a perspective shift around all of it so that it can start shifting the perspective. Then the next time you have the thought, you'll be like, this is that one I'm working on. It will still feel real. It will still feel uncomfortable, but you get to insert, but there's a new perspective. What are we going to do? Are we going to have this thought, experience fear, and are we going to deal with the fear by continuing to eat? Or are we going to deal with the fear by not eating? Because that'll be scary, because I don't normally do that, but I'm going to feel the fear and do what it is I know will get me to my goal anyway. All right, let's, last thing, and then I'm out. I find myself eating to alleviate anxiety and stress. What are some options for other ways to cope? This is a huge reason for my overeating. Yeah, this is one of the videos I'm going to be doing really soon. In fact, I only took this many notes this morning on it. Literally, the title is Stress and Overwhelm. So, the main thing is you just have to take responsibility for your brain. One of the things that when we feel stressed, when we feel anxiety, and we feel overwhelmed, it's because usually we're having two sentences. One is something has gone wrong, or two, I can't handle this. That's what drives all stress, fear, and anxiety. So when you, like, the best way to cope with those things, to alleviate anxiety and stress, literally the best way to cope is to figure out what thoughts you're having that's leading you to feel anxious and leading you to feel stressful. Not to eat and not to just do new things. A lot of people be like, meditate, like go for a walk, do all that shit. It's like, what if we just decide to address the thoughts, the root cause of what's causing stress and anxiety. Let's work on that and change how we're thinking and feeling so we don't need to do like 1,000 things to try to escape those feelings. What most people do is they'll say, I'm stressed or I am feeling anxious because of insert a circumstance, insert a person, insert a situation. When it's really, my stress and anxiety is always driven from thoughts about a situation, about a circumstance. Uncovering all of those first before needing to go and get busy doing something else, because we're eating to escape them. I don't want you guys to keep up a pattern of just escaping fear and overwhelm, because here's what happens. Then what you do is you set your life up with all these actions, but you never fix fear, stress, and overwhelm. You just figure out how to go get busy when they come up. Eventually you run out of busy. They sneak up on a day when you're bored and the Oreos are sitting there. And it's like, oh, there's like a sleeve and a half. I should finish that off before they go to waste. Like, that's why we do it this way. So we need to figure out what are the thoughts and feelings driving it. Okay? All right. I'm going to get out of here. I have got notes to type up, emails to send, all the things. You guys, I appreciate you letting me blubber all over you and stuff like that. Sometimes I need you guys just as much as y'all need me, so I do appreciate it. And we will get this in the private member podcast. I don't know that I'm going to see if one of my coaches can put it up today, the person who normally does it. She's off on the weekends, so I'm going to see if we can't load it for you guys so that y'all aren't having to wait until Monday to get these. And then don't forget, I'm going to be coaching live tomorrow, noon Central, over on the Zoom. So if you will join me there, raise your hand. We'll do some coaching. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.